showing you the reason why we celebrate the feast. Because a lot of people think that we're a little bit off the beam, or maybe a lot of people, a lot of religious folks. And they really look at us like if we've got three heads. And why do you do this? And yet, the scripture says, follow in Jesus' footsteps because he's got a pattern. So, in the NIV, it says, Jesus goes to the Feast of Tabernacles. He goes. He doesn't debate about it because it's a Jewish law. And you know about Christmas and Easter in the religious realm. There are Christians that go to church twice a year, Christmas and Easter. I was a witness to that because when I worked at Grace for many years, church was full twice a year, whether you liked it or not. They showed up. I believe they showed up for the wrong reasons, but that's neither here nor there. But Jesus goes to the Feast of Tabernacles because there's something in it that needs to be understood. Verse 1. After this, Jesus went around in Galilee, purposely staying away from Judea, because the Jews were waiting to take his life. So this means that this is towards the end of his ministry. So he didn't have a reputation before he walked around with doing miracles and signs and wonders, but now he's got a reputation. That reputation was that he was to be done away with and gotten rid of because he's an irritation that is not something that the family of Jewish leaders want him around, because every time he's around, he causes them to be, let's say, showing their true colors. Okay? So, the Jews were waiting to take his life, but when a Jewish feast of tabernacles was near, Jesus' brothers said to him, so this is family now, you ought to leave here and go to Judea so that your disciples may see the miracles that you do. Not bad. Good comment. But no one who wants to become a public figure acts in secret. Since you are doing these things, show yourself to the world. For even his own brothers did not believe in him. This should give you a clue about those who are true believers in the Lord. There's going to be irritations from your family. If it was true for Jesus, it can be true for you. If you haven't got any resistance at all, then I would say, how obedient are you? Because when you obey, you're going to irritate the natural man or the natural woman. Those that are following Adam would look at you like if you've got three heads. Tabernacles? That's not a religious feast. Well, it is according to the Lord, because he takes time out to go. He takes time out not only to go, but he also stays in the feast and resides at the feast. But he doesn't go along with his persecutors. There are times that you're going to have to separate yourself from those who criticize you constantly because of your stupidity, that you don't understand what real Christians do. So, verse 6, therefore Jesus told them, the right time for me has not yet come. For you, any time is right. The world cannot hate you, but it hates me because I testify that what it does is evil. Think about what he's just made a comment about. He's trying to get them to awaken that if you follow the Father God, the Holy Spirit, and Jesus, there's going to be hatred towards you. Verse 8, you go to the feast. I'm not yet going up to this feast because, for me, the right time has not yet come. So he's got pressure from his family. They want him to come and show off. They probably want to reap some of the benefits that my big brother, etc., etc. And Jesus says, no, not the right time. I'm not going to go that route. Verse 9, having said this, he stayed in Galilee. However, after his brothers had left for the feast, he went also not publicly. Maybe he wore his yarmulke and his tallit over his head, just hiding. But in secret. Now at the feast, the Jews were watching for him and asking, where is that man? And with attitude. Where is that man? Among the crowd, there was widespread whispering about him. Some said, he's a good man. Others replied, no, he deceives people. But no one would say anything publicly about him for fear of the Jews. So they were afraid to be removed or excommunicated, like some of you. There may have been a season in your life where you had to shut up, because if you didn't, you'd be in trouble. Critics would definitely complain about you to God, because how could this really be God when you celebrate the feast that nobody else wants to take time out for? Verse 14. Not until halfway through the feast did Jesus go up to the temple courts and begin to teach. So halfway through the feast, he began to teach. The Jews were amazed and asked, how did this man get such learning without having studied? In other words, the only acceptable people to a Jewish nation and its leaders are those who think the way that they do because they taught them how to think, how to act, and how to react. Not with the freedom that Jesus wants to give them. We have the exact same thing going on in the political realm. And look at all the advertisements that are done against the one who wants to really make America great again. You say, well, aren't you political? No, they both said it. What I am saying is, look at the fruit. And so watch what Jesus does. Verse 16. Jesus answered, my teaching is not my own. It comes from him who sent me. If anyone chooses to do God's will, he will find out whether my teaching comes from God or whether I speak on my own. He who speaks on his own does so to gain honor for himself. But he who works for the honor of the one who sent him is a man of truth. There is nothing false about him. Has not Moses given you the law? Yet, not one of you keeps the law. Why are you trying to kill me? And their response is, you are a demon possessed. Has anybody ever told you you were demon possessed? Maybe not to your face, but maybe to your back. Mm-hmm. Maybe after they hung up the phone, after a conversation. You are demon-possessed, the crowd answered. Who is trying to kill you? Jesus said to them, I did one miracle, and you are all astonished. Yet because Moses gave you circumcision, though actually it did not come from Moses, but from the patriarchs, you circumcise your child on a Sabbath. Now if a child can be circumcised on a Sabbath, so that the law of Moses may not be broken, why are you angry with me for healing the whole man on a Sabbath? Stop judging by mere appearances and make a right judgment. I want to rest there because I believe that each one of you is accountable to God. You're not accountable to me, you're accountable to Him. When you take in obedience, what's going to happen in the next 7 days, including tonight at 7? It's going to be because you obeyed Him. And the draw should come from Him and not me. It should not be a thing of, you know, well, we should go because Kim said so. Please. If you come because the Holy Spirit has drawn you. And tomorrow morning and tomorrow night, the same thing. Let it be the Holy Spirit who speaks. And if He needs to, He'll speak three times to confirm everything in two or three witnesses. And then obey. And if you can't come because the right time hasn't come yet, that's okay too. Just obey the Lord. This is a feast of obedience. Jesus didn't go to please His brothers. Why? Because He said, for me, the time has not yet come. But the time did come. And He did show up. In spite of those who wanted Him dead. And they didn't accomplish their purpose until roughly 6 months later. Why? Because the Father was ready to give up His Son 6 months later. He had a 3.5-year ministry to do. So, think about what I'm saying to you. Listen to the Lord, obey the Holy Spirit, and the rest will fall into place for this feast. So would you just bow your heads, please? Say, Father, I want to obey. Show me when. Show me how. And then the grace that I need to carry this out. Bless those that are coming. Bless those that stay home. They need a double blessing. For Your glory. And those who will be ministering. A double blessing. In Jesus' name. Amen? And amen. Yeah, mama's out there, huh, girl? Share some hugs with each other. That's very important. Very important. Very important. Very important. Very important.